go.
All right, thank you. Good evening, everyone. It is 6 o'clock, so we will go ahead and get started. We would like to call the mayor and council meeting for Monday, December 5th to order. If everybody would stand, so we can do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Tonight for our invocation, we have Pastor Colburn. If you'd like to come up to the podium, please.
Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Would you all bow your heads for prayer? Heavenly Father, we praise you tonight for Petersburg. We pray, Lord, that with everything that's said and done tonight, it will be pleasing to you and it will uplift our town. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you pour out in our community. And we thank you for each person who's represented for our community. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for guidance and direction as we go through this busy month. But it will be a month that will be uplifting you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, next we have public comment. So we have guests from Fettlesburg Activity Center. You're up. That's up. That's you. You're up.
My name is David Ricks, and I'm actually the
Fettlesburg Activity Center.
Right. And we're really here to give you an update on some of the things that's going on with the Activity Center. We still thank y'all for the donation that y'all gave us. Never forget it. But we're at the point now where we're actually almost like at a standstill because we're still waiting on the state to give us that money. And it's kind of like getting cool now. And we really need to get some kind of heat in there, right? We got somebody working on the duct work.
So you're waiting on the reimbursement from what you've already spent, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're way behind.
Okay.
But we're trying to get the duct work done at this time so we can turn the heat on so we can keep the pipes warm while it's getting cool, right? Since then, we have ran into the Boys and Girls Club?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's Baltimore, right? They're actually saying they will... willing to come down and help us. They would help us kind of like finish the building off. And set some programs up in the building. Right now we haven't made our mind up whether we want to go that way or not. But we are listening to them. We're trying to get the mayor on video call on one of these Tuesdays or whenever it's available so she can kind of like listen in to see what they're saying. Because we've been talking to them about a month now, but we're still weighing in a lot of options. Some of it sounds really, really great, and then some of it we have some questions about. I think the biggest question is if they come in, how much flexibility they're going to give us to have, because we still want to do what we're set out to do. With the mentoring and all that kind of stuff. I think the Boys and Girls come in, they do a lot of stuff with leadership, I think. So most of their classes are going to be like for leadership. And then they would, they set everything up so they would want some of that building. Okay? And we turn the building over to them, so they probably set the classes up and all that kind of stuff and try to run their programs like them classes. We're trying to figure out if it's going to interfere with what we're trying to do. Right now, I think they say they want half the building, and we can keep half the building. They will help us with paying the building off and all that kind of stuff. But the building will still stay into the Fettlesburg Activity Center's name. So I think the only thing that they're asking for is that some kind of way up on that thing they put Boys and Girls Club. So I was thinking we could go with Fettlesburg Activity Center and Boys and Girls Club. But that's, if that's all the problem we have, that would be good. But we're still thinking about the legits of them in the building and we in the building. We still want to mentor the kids and they doing something else. And we can't let them really mess up the mentoring part of it. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that money sounds good. Like I said, if the state would give us our money, then we wouldn't even probably be here talking about that.
Okay, so can you get me the information of who you're trying to work through to go through with the state? Because we will reach out to our state delegation to get things moved along. And then if you have a meeting tomorrow at 11, I can make tomorrow. I can send you a Zoom link for tomorrow at 11.
Okay.
If you guys are meeting tomorrow, if not, then we can figure out a different time. But
yeah, because, I mean, they've been texting me and wanting to get back, but it's kind of like as soon as possible. We tell them you can't rush us because we're going to make sure. You know what I mean? We don't want to bring them in and then find out that was a bad move.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're really, really taking our time. That's why we want as much input as possible on whether it would be a good deal or not. And it definitely sounds good.
Are you dealing with the group out of Baltimore or Salisbury? Because there is a strong Boys and Girls Club presence in Salisbury.
Or Seaford, because there's Western.
Seaford wasn't even connected with them some kind of way, okay. Because the Boys and Girls Club that we're dealing with, they don't charge for nothing.
Gotcha.
The one over Seaford charges. Mm-hmm. They say they got a Boys and Girls Club. It might be one in Salisbury, and it's one they got having in Cambridge. And I think they got one more, and that's all they got on the Eastern Shore.
Right.
And they said the governor wanted actually a Boys and Girls Club in every county. So that's why they kind of like want us to put the Boys and Girls Club in Caroline County. With the people from Denton, they actually wanted to be down here because they said they still got the Army and and that stuff over there, but we don't have nothing over here.
Did they happen to have a contract or anything with all the stipulations of what they're looking to do that was sent to you guys?
Not yet.
Okay. That's the first thing I would have them write out exactly what they're looking to do so that we can discuss it and we can have the town attorney take a look at it as well just to make sure that we're covered and you guys are covered.
And I would say I think a lot of people have donated to you guys with the thought that this is a Federalsburg Activity Center, not Boys and Girls Club. You know, I think that there might be town people that are disappointed to see you give up part of that, you know. And I understand you have to do what you have to do, but I'm just sort of putting that out there that.
That's why we're here tonight to talk about it, because it's still in the talking stage, and we want to get everybody's input on it, because it started out as a community project, mm-hmm. and we want it to be that. Their focus is definitely on the youth, but we were also going to focus on senior citizens and other activities. So we'll see. We've just had one conversation with them, and that's why we're here tonight.
And I
brought it out and get more discussion.
I'd be curious about the grant. You know, would that interfere with the grant by bringing
for
in
the state?
Yeah, by bringing in another organization.
Party. What's something we can look into?
If you can get me the information for who you're trying to work through with the grant. And is Ron handling that?
Yeah, he's still working with them. He keeps sending that stuff back to them the second and third time. And they ask, I mean, once he sent it to them, they say they're satisfied. And then we don't get it. Then he sent it back to them. So
do I need to just catch up with Ron? Is that the best person to get me the information?
He should be at the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, all right, so I'll send you with the Zoom link, and if you guys can, do you want me to send it to Felita?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll get Felita a Zoom link, and we can talk about that tomorrow and try to get that moved along so you guys can get your money and keep moving.
Okay, so, I mean, any input, we appreciate it, so that's why we're here.
Absolutely.
I would say, personally, Boys and Girls Club is nationally known and been in business, been in service to the communities for, I don't know how many years. I would think they have programs that could probably benefit the youth of Federalsburg already in place. I mean, as long as they're not taking over the building from you, I think it's something you really need to consider. I think they would have a lot of good things, even if that meant y'all focus more on senior citizens and let them focus on the youth. If there's, I know y'all like your mentoring. I'm not saying don't do that, but if there's some give and take there, I mean, that's an organization who has years and years and years of experience working with youth. It's hard to just turn it away and say, sorry, we're not interested. You know, just my two cents.
Yeah. We want to hear from both sides anyway. You know what I mean? So we've actually taken our time to get to it. So we probably going to have that meeting tomorrow, and we probably make some decisions. Then we'll meet with them again. Okay, if anybody want to be on that next meeting, the next time we meet with them, that'd be great. And we're still not going to make a decision after we meet with them that next time. It's just going to be going to try to ornate as many things as possible and bring everything to the table that we're having an issue with. And then after that, then we probably try to get back with y'all again and lay it out what exactly what they say, that the attorney look at it. Then we can go from there.
Okay.
Really, we just wanted to keep y'all updated on what was going on because, you know, I mean, y'all had already donated money to us. We don't even want to be doing something behind y'all back. And y'all said that we shouldn't have done that or it wasn't a smart move or whatever. So that's where we stand at right now.
And we've only been talking to them for, what, 2 weeks? Yeah. It's not as if we've been months with them. It's maybe
no, it's
right
just good
before
to
Thanksgiving.
You have options. The options are good. And we just want stuff in writing. Right, yeah. So the conversation that you have with them is great, but then you say, we would like that in writing. We would like to know what the agreement is. There's a memo of understanding for building use, a memo of understanding for X, Y, and Z, what the expectations are on both sides for building usage, and however it would work. So they're just things that would need to be ironed out if that's the path that it goes.
Yeah, like Mr. Phillips said, they say they got enough money, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, to fix their building, you know what I mean, pay their mortgage off, you know what I mean, and I was saying, and set the program. And I was saying, if they could do that, we might could just get them to build a building on the side of the building. You know what I mean? And we could keep that same building that we got for all the things that we want to do, and they could build on the side of that, their own self, and run their programs through that. And then they also said that we could set them up with a contract. The contract could be for 2 years or 5 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
And after 2 years, we could throw them out if we didn't want them in no more, right? But it'd be already a payment. So that's, you know, think about that, too. So that's what we're at right now.
Okay.
We'll touch bases with Mayor DeMore at 2 o'clock. We'll have
2 or 11?
11 o'clock. And then we'll get back.
Don't confuse me. Like, my 11 o'clock is clear. 2 o'clock, not so much.
Up, then we'll get back with the mayor tomorrow, okay? Then we'll have a meeting with our group, and then we'll have another meeting with them. Then we'll come back and present whatever we come up with to y'all so y'all can go over and see if it's a good idea.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We appreciate all your hard work. It's going to be
Thank
great
you.
Once it gets going.
Yeah, once we get there.
Okay, so we're still in public comment. If somebody would like to step up to the podium and speak, you guys are welcome to. Just state your name. Anyone? Okay. All right, next we have approval of the minutes. So the minutes were distributed. Is there any changes to the minutes?
Yes. Where is it here? I do not believe in action items. I objected to redoing the comprehensive plan. I objected to the fact it was taking so long to get redone.
Okay, so we'll make that correction, and then was there any other changes? Okay, then I'll take a motion to approve the minutes as corrected. Based
make
off
a motion we approve the minutes as corrected.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Thank you very much. Next, we have ordinance number 2022-09, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fiddlesburg to authorize the Fiddlesburg Police Department to issue and enforce citations based on speed monitoring systems. So we have Chief McDermott and Town Manager Dury to speak on that. So do you guys want to take the stage?
Sure. So, Madam Mayor, members of the council, this is an empowering ordinance. What it would allow us to do in the state of Maryland, municipalities are allowed to have speed enforcement cameras located within a half mile of any public school. And what we're looking to do in Federalsburg is create that, adopt that ordinance that would empower us and allow us to move forward with a plan that would create at least one stationary location at the school for speeding enforcement, and then one mobile location depending on where we would set that up within a half mile of the school and move that around as needed. Legislation allows for municipalities to set a fine of $40 and no more. The legislation empowers a municipality to collect that fine when someone exceeds 12 miles per hour or more in the posted speed limit. All the speed limits in town are 25, with the exception of the highway. And we would not, obviously, the highway is exempt from that. It's only local streets. So it would take someone 37 miles per hour in a 25 before they would be issued that citation. The town would be required to work with the vendor of our choosing. Signage would have to go up in dedicating the area as school zones. Warnings are given for the first 30 days once a location has been set up. And then the ticketing and the process is handled usually by the vendor, and the town receives a portion of the funds from those tickets that are issued and generated. The vendor agrees to go to court in the event that somebody contests a ticket to talk about the process. For somebody that receives one of these tickets, there's no points assessed against their driving record. It's like a parking ticket that they would just have to pay. If they fail to pay it within 60 days, it doubles in amount, and then it doubles. I think it goes up. It can get up to like maybe $80 if you don't pay it within a few months of the issuance of the ticket. We receive a lot of complaints, as the mayor knows, from people who live over in the school zone, particularly on University Avenue. We have done everything that we can do to try and mitigate that. Our camera system that we have in place out there has been audited by the company that we're looking at, which is Red Camera in Red Speed out of Delaware. They actually are located right in Bridgeville. They've looked at the system that we have in place, and they believe that it would be equitable for us to have a permanent mount on University. That it would pay for the equipment. It would also serve as a deterrent, you know, to people that are moving through the area. We have high volume in these areas. It's not unusual for University Avenue to have upwards of 8,000 vehicles a week traveling, you know, both way, you know, each way, 4,000 or 5,000 each way on that roadway. You can imagine that's probably the same for some of the side streets that absorb that traffic. We can only be in one place at one time. If we're allowed to move forward with this system, the other benefit to this system is right now our officers usually issue about 80% warnings to 20% citations. If we do issue citations, it's usually somebody that is grossly in violation and probably knows better. The officer then has to go to court if it's contested, or if they don't pay it in time, they're subpoenaed for court. It's money out of our pocket, and the town of Federalsburg receives no funds at all from the state as it relates to citations issued. We're not like Delaware. You know, we don't get money back, you know, from that work, although it's a large part of what the police department works on for highway safety. This is a means to an end. It allows the department to focus efforts in other places, allow basically the digital age to help us with that, with remote camera sites that will automatically ticket people, with appropriate signage, and certainly a significant warning for people in town to know that if they go beyond the scope of 12 miles per hour, they're probably going to get a ticket. They're in use in other municipalities around us. Salisbury right now is negotiating with Red Speed. They're up and down on the shore, some different locations. They have a very good breakdown as far as the amount of funds that they take versus what they deliver to the municipal government. and it's significantly better than what some of the other competitors are out there. This ordinance simply allows us to do it, doesn't demand that we do it. It's empowering. It would allow us to do it if we decide to go with this vendor or another vendor to set this up.
And there is no cost to us?
No. There's zero cost to the town. There's no upfront cost. There is some in the contract. The contract requires a certain amount of time for us to be a part of the program before we would have to reimburse them if for some reason we decided to get out of it. Town Council has looked at the contract, made some suggestions. We've sent that back to the company for them to review, but it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Does anybody have any other comments?
With the one that's temporary, you said if it, once you set a location, it's 30 days of warnings?
Yeah.
Does that mean every time you change the temporary location, it's 30 more days of warnings?
No.
Okay.
The warning is basically to, because what we'll do is the company will come in and with Public Works will set up a lot of signage all around town. Imagine basically, because our kids walk on all our side streets to school, they ride their bikes, they wait at school bus stops. So this will cover most everything on this side of the Marshy Hope it'll take in. And we'll be able to put signage out in obvious places so people know that that's what will happen in these areas. We'll use a temporary a sign, you know, take this temporary unit, this mobile unit, we can put it in a vehicle that doesn't have to be manned, and it can simply operate on its own for hours at a time and collect the same data. There are some advanced packages that this company also allows for identification video, this type of purpose, that I'm not buying into that. I don't know that it would be something that we would need or want to pay for, but we're not as urban an environment as you might want some of that detection in a camera system. But it is another step. Like I said, we're always looking for ways that we can do more with technology versus adding necessarily, you know, the need to have staff out in these locations. And this is something I think would help serve that purpose in that end without costing us any money.
Anything else? All right. Did you want to add anything?
No, our staff recommends the mayor and council approve the draft order.
Thank you, Chief.
Set a public hearing.
All right. Thank you, Chief McDermott.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if there's no more discussion, I will take a motion to introduce Ordinance 2022-09, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg to authorize the Fredericksburg Police Department to issue and enforce citations based on speed monitoring systems and schedule a public hearing for January 3rd, 2023.
I make a motion that we approve the draft ordinance 2022-09 and schedule the public hearing on January 3rd.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next we have discussion on ordinance number 2022-10, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fredericksburg to amend Chapter 239 of the Fredericksburg Town Code titled Water Systems Private to amend the process for obtaining a private well in town.
Madam Mayor, members of council, as a follow-up to several discussions we've had about this section. First was back in the Aquacon days, relative to their now withdrawn permit. At that meeting, it was determined that this was probably a section that was deserving of some further review based on trying to operationalize what we had relative to their application process. A lot of blanks, a lot of uncertainties, a lot of costs not covered, etc. So staff brought this back to Mayor and Council on the 7th of November at the regular meeting, and then during the November 21st workshop, the sections that were proposed for amendment are shown in the ordinance, really to the interest of the audience that may not have read it yet. It takes the $25 fee out, and it sets it at a fee that's determined by the mayor and council, so it can be reviewed on a regular basis annually relative to the budget. experience. So this amends that so that the full cost is on the applicant to cover the cost, whether that's legal review, engineering, staff time, et cetera. Second is that if that's section 239-8, section 239-12 is really the section that speaks to the use of the private well for an industrial purpose. And there was some vagaries in there about the nature of the application process. This section A clears that up. Section B, the reference to section 239-8, which is the fee structure, is struck. And section C does answer that question relative to the people who are in the county and not necessarily under the purview of the town's water supply, whether the concept of public water supply applies to folks who are not in the town. And this clears it up that says, yes, it does, and that mayor and council can consider the impact on people who are not town water and sewer customers, but upon members of the public who may have their water well impacted by an industrial well. So again, this has been discussed at length. Staff recommends that the mayor and council approve the draft ordinance and set a public hearing.
Is there any more discussion? Okay, seeing none, then I will take a motion for ordinance number 2022-10, an ordinance of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg to amend Chapter 239 of the Fettlesburg Town Code titled Water Systems Private to amend the process for obtaining a private well in town and schedule the public hearing on January 3rd, 2023.
Make a motion to introduce the ordinance 2022-10 and schedule the hearing for January 3rd.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next, we have discussion on resolution number 2022-01, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg amending Article 4 and Article 5 of the Fettlesburg Town Code to amend the process for appointing certain employees.
Madam Mayor, members of the Council, this has been discussed at the November 21st work session relative to the enumeration of officers and employees written into the charter. And again, town's charter is the town's constitution. It's a much more difficult document to amend than a zoning ordinance or town code would be. So it's best to have in it as broad language as possible and as little specific language as possible for the sake of amendment. We start with, and again, this was discussed for the benefit of those who haven't seen the report. This was discussed on the 21st with specific items that really are either unclear or really don't need to belong in a charter because they're more appropriate for a personnel policy or for a job description. So the first thing out of section 4.1 is a striking of a number of positions that that gives the mayor discretion to appoint or create. This would be just as easily done during the budget session when departments, functional departments come and say, we need X position, and they bring the position job description, they bring a budget line to it, they bring some sort of fiscal impact to it, what it's going to cost the staff and upkeep that position, and that's done annually during the budget process. So there's no need to have all those positions listed in the charter when 1 year you may have them, after a certain period of time, another year you may not want to fund those positions. So it's just an easier way to literally assign staff. The other thing it does is it strikes some extraneous language, and it makes the language a little clearer. Section 4, C4-2 is filling out vacancies. There's some vague language in there currently. Literally it says, as soon as convenient. Well, convenient can be in the eye of the beholder. This makes some clarity on that. And requires appointment within 60 days after an election. Mayor appoints. Article 5 pertains to the clerk. And again, within that, there's language that's extraneous that's actually addressed. addressed during the budget cycle and dealt with on other things like personnel policies and relative to salary. All our employee salaries are now determined by the step and grade process, so we all know what our grades and steps are, and assume if people have a positive performance evaluation, they move up in their grade. So the idea that the mayor and council are spending every year trying to determine what people's salaries are when it's already been established by a process doesn't really belong in the charter. That's more of a personnel process and really a budget cycle process. So that language is struck. There's also some job description in there relative to the clerk's position, especially on the treasurer's side. That's more appropriate for a job description than in the charter. So that is likewise struck. Again, it gives some clarity, which puts a requirement on the mayor within the first 60 days, first regular meeting after a newly elected mayor or re-elected mayor, the appointment of the clerk. So that's the sum total of the revisions to Article 4 and Article 5 of the charter as proposed.
Any discussion? Seeing none, then I will take a motion to introduce and schedule a public hearing for Resolution 2022-01, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fedlesburg, amending Article 4 and Article 5 of the Fedlesburg Town Charter to amend the process for appointing certain employees.
Make a motion we approve the draft Resolution 2022-01 to set a January 3rd. Public hearing.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Next we have review of the Town Charter Article 2 elections. Town Manager DeRee?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of the Council. This is the first look at Article 2, which is the election article from the Town Charter. The entire language is included in the staff report, but not all sections are proposed to be amended. In fact, they're relatively few. There are really three specific sections that are highlighted. The first has to do with the term of the mayor, 2-year or 4-year, and the setting of election day. The language that's currently in section C2-1, which is elections, which is the time and date of elections, that is under consideration for our purposes this evening is in italic. It gives the history of when the election day was moved from April to September and then sets the fourth Tuesday in September as the election day. And then it speaks to, again, the current structure, a 2-year term for mayor, a 4-year term for council, two of whom are elected every cycle, one with the mayor. So mayor every 2 years, along with two council members. And also defines what constitutes being a qualified voter, and the petition that needs to be submitted in order for a candidate to be on the ballot. So, and that form, the form is again in the charter. Perhaps it doesn't need to be. It's an administrative process, but that's the section that's up for review. Point of this is, the fourth Tuesday in September is an election day unique to the town of Fedlesburg. And the question is, does that help turnout votes, confuse people? Is it administratively better to have a standalone election day compared to an election day that's tied to a statewide primary or statewide general election? And that's where we are with this. I can't tell you that a September election day makes any difference relative to someone's awareness of a budget. If it was supposedly moved from April to September for the sake of budget, you start serving in October, budget's already started in July. So, and anybody who's interested in a candidate can come to every meeting every month to become familiar with the budget as far as that's concerned. So why it went from a spring to September, I've not necessarily been able to get a straight answer on, clear answer, but it's a unique election day regardless. And again, gets to the question of if we have 8, 9, 10% voter turnout for elections, is the scheduling of election day part of that equation? So, and then it speaks to a two-year term for mayor. There aren't a lot of two-year term mayors out there anymore, especially when there's a four-year council. So it speaks to the term of mayor for review. Second section is section C2-3, absentee ballots and voter assistance. There's no recommendation of change here, just rather all that language italic to see if that's a process that still serves mayor and council. This was last amended in 2004, and before that was amended in 1994, that section. And then the last section up for review, again, is section C2-6, which speaks to elections and then relative to the mayor and council appointing election judges. It says that the first mayor and council meeting in the month of September preceding an election. So, again, that would be arguably as late as the 7th of September for an election that would be 3 weeks later. This is the revised language proposed as no less than 60 days preceding. So there's opportunity there to vet the election judge process perhaps a little bit more, should you choose to. Those are the three specific items from the election section that are up for review at this time.
Do you guys have any discussion? I know we've had multiple discussions about the terms. And
I feel like having an election that doesn't coincide with a statewide election or a federal election is awkward, and people lose track of when they're or even running or having it. And so lining it up with what is considered election day would be a better process, I think. That's just my opinion.
My question with that is, and I don't know what current practice is, so I'm going to say that right up front, but I know at one point in Denton, where their election is on election day, folks had to vote and then still go to town hall to vote. Like, can you...
Yeah. That was my biggest question.
That is a question I have. I don't know how that would work out.
Can
but
they
I
put down
the
election
sense.
On the statewide ballot?
They can't put it on the ballot.
No.
Or right in the same.
But can you have our election machines
on one side of the room?
On one side of the room. So
you'd have to ask the county.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anything prohibiting that as long as it wouldn't impact the statewide process. But
because while I feel like everybody knows that first Tuesday in November is election day, that's great. If you're still a second trip involved,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You're
I don't think we're getting anywhere.
Right, it has to be in the same.
And
location.
I believe that's how they do it in Ocean City. It's all at the
convention center.
I want to call it the Wicomico Center. It's not correct. So it is doable, but again, the county would have to consent to that.
So we need to reach out to the county board of elections. To ask if we're considering making these changes, would we be allowed to stage our voting machines in the same location,
right.
You know, on the other side of the gym or whatever,
right.
or the firehouse?
Right.
So then the other discussion is that we are off that cycle of the federal election, right? So we are like kind of, we're in the in-between year of the federal
mm-hmm.
election. So I think we need to address how
okay.
we would handle.
So you'd have to do a charter amendment for the interim if the intent was to only, for the upcoming election, to only serve until you line back up again. Otherwise, you're off kilter again.
Right. So the election is currently scheduled for 2023, which is not a national election day. So those people that run and win would only serve a year.
Yeah.
Or you do it like this one did, where they just extended terms, and then they start over, that new one starts that cycle.
Is that?
Yeah,
I'm just asking them for options. I don't know what the.
Normally, you have to put in your charter exactly what you're going to do before you actually do it. And then to extend the term, you would have to allow for the term extension within your charter. I don't know when, why, or how it was changed in the past. But that is the cleanest way to do it. You would set something up in your charter that would allow a temporary extension when there was an overall election amendment or something like that that clearly stated how you would serve in the interim.
Gotcha. Okay. That was the only question that I really had, how we would work that.
I kind of feel like that needs to be part of the public hearing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, we need people to say, let's have the election and have those new people only serve a one-year term, or let's extend the term and not have that election and have the new election on. Do you know what I mean?
To get it on the national cycle, right.
For us to just say, as a mayor, yes, the authority rests up here, but for us to just say, we're going to extend our terms. It's not,
yeah,
not my term. I'm not up.
Right.
But you
right.
get my point. Like, that's
right,
a
right,
little...
Right.
So I feel like that's where public input is really important. Because it could... Either way gets it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one way that requires us to have an election under the old system to get to the new system.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. I'd want to hear.
So is that something that we would... We can just put that on the January agenda?
Yeah.
For discussion about how we're going to handle that?
And these amendments, we have the meeting in January to talk about districts.
Yes.
Because putting any sort of district into this would be a whole new section into the charter, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is trying to amend what's currently in the charter, and then we have a public meeting in January to talk about districts and the proposal we saw before.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We could wrap that all into that.
That's what I was wondering. Do
yeah.
you make the district meeting an election reform meeting and talk about it all at the same time?
Right.
I think so.
That probably would work. Okay. So is there anything else that we need to add into that as we kind of itemize discussion points for that meeting?
Well, I do feel like it is important to have the discussion. Again, the public's got to weigh in, though.
Right.
On should the mayor have a 2-year term or a 4-year term?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something to really think about. It is difficult to get anything done in 2 years.
Yes, especially when you're a new mayor.
Yeah. The amount of, I'm the new guy. The amount of learning you do in your first year, of just learning process, is a ton. And so by the time you feel like you're rolling with it,
you're running for
election. Like, but then there's a flip side of that that says that more regular elections is more citizen accountability. You know, so again, that's a discussion that I feel like the public needs to have as we weigh it.
Okay. Any other thoughts on that? Okay, so we can try to package all of that up into the meeting in January. Okay.
Yeah, I would, if you can, in the interim, reach out to the county to see
yes.
if they're on board, because if not, there's...
Yeah, there's no point.
Do you want me to... I have a contact there. I can
yeah.
reach out to her. Okay. And if she's not the right person, then she can pass us on to the next person. Okay. Anything else on that one? Okay, next we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor.
I was unable to attend planning and zoning, and I asked Mercedes to send me notes on what was done, and I never heard back, so nothing.
All righty. Councilwoman Soule.
I have a few things. Let's see. Wanted to follow up about the water tower. Do we know when Pixel Lumen will be reconnecting the lights?
There may not a change on that just over the weekend, and Pixel Lumen's crew is elsewhere. As soon as they can deploy the crew here, they'll be done because the water tank's done.
Okay. Yeah, the pictures looked great,
mm-hmm.
I thought, that you sent. And do we have possession of the funds from the Friends of the Water Tower? We do. Have we cashed that check?
No, I got to get it from the bank.
Okay.
That's why we were
because they are worried because that money is still
living
there.
They were worried they didn't give us the check.
So
okay.
I was like, I think we have it. And she's like, no,
I thought it. I thought we weren't signing anything until we received funds. So.
Okay, I will follow up with them and let them know that that's... I wanted to thank everyone who came out on Friday night that made the Christmas tree lighting a big success. I was not able to attend, but I heard from several people that it was a great evening. And we've got a few more Christmas events coming up in the next week or so. On Monday is our Christmas parade. It starts at 7 and lineup is at 6. And we as a council need to figure out what we're riding in or on or whatever. But we need to get that worked out before Monday.
We had such fun last year.
It was like a clown car last year.
It was like a human question mark.
I can borrow my daughter's Miata.
That would be even more fun than the Wayne's car that we borrowed last year.
Anyway, so reach out to your friends who have cars. And then on the following Sunday after the parade, which is the 18th, we have Christmas at Chambers Park. This will be our third year, I think, doing that. We started that during the pandemic because we really couldn't do the lighting and the parade like we had wanted to. And it's turned out to be a very nice event. I would invite all of you to come. There's luminaries, there's lights. I mean, it's easy. It's not a long thing. You just take your time and drive through the park. But we've had people from Delaware and all over come to that. So that's a nice thing. And we hope to see you. And that's 5:30 on Sunday, the 18th. And tomorrow morning is the change of command at the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. Donnie Baker will be sworn in as our new sheriff, and that's at 8:30 a.m., and the public is invited. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Councilman Phillips?
Old Denton Road Water Project. I thought we were getting all the houses on Old Denton Road covered. Is that not the case?
That is not the case.
When did that happen? Because I thought...
We don't have the funding to do it.
But I thought we had the funding for all that. What we weren't getting done was the lateral going up Ottawa Avenue. It wasn't until a homeowner came to me and asked me how come up until three houses before him he wasn't getting done that I seem to recall that houses on Old Denton Road wasn't getting done.
Well, as you know, there's been some engineering design issues with this project from the drawing board to actually getting it done. At a certain point, the engineer was confident that there was funding, but that it would still need to go through another amendment process because it wasn't what was in documentation that went to NBE, which is fine. I mean, we have another pending change to them about the paving contract because now we're in the winter; it's not paving time, so it's doable, but it hasn't been pursued as a standalone funding item, and I don't have a per unit price on that either, because all those connections and meters and pits were all rolled into one line item, so we'd have to break those out.
And do you know how many total houses it was on?
11, 12.
Well, it was that many short.
Yeah, exactly.
Those aren't in town limits.
Correct.
Yeah,
they aren't.
No,
that was part of the problem. They weren't part of the county's comprehensive plan, so they didn't include them, right? They weren't part of the county's comprehensive water plan?
My understanding is when the PER was originally signed, the scope of the project took those properties out because they're not within town limits, and it didn't make sense for the town to get a grant loan for properties that weren't in town, and in addition to that, MDE wouldn't fund it because those properties are not consistent with the county comprehensive water.
Well, none of the houses that we paid however much for are in town limits. So that's just asinine. I meant the start of that project is out of town limits. Not a single one of those houses we service was in town limits. So why would they cut off the last 11? I meant that makes no sense.
All the paving is out of town as well.
Well, right. I mean, the whole project's out of town, but it was our water line.
Correct.
Because we service out of town. So, I meant.
So, at one point, we discussed we were going to reach out to the county and see if they were interested in kicking in some money. Did we hear anything from them?
Not heard.
Okay. Because it is their residents being
correct.
Serviced by our product, and it's their comprehensive plan that stopped their residents from getting an upgrade. Would they kick in the extra from some of their funding sources?
Or the
S. Yeah, because they could use ARPA for that.
Correct.
Like, even if Ottawa didn't get done, the fact if,
well,
you know,
we finished up our
Old Denton Road was done all the way to the end would have been, which I thought was the process from day one when 8 years ago, whenever it was we started this.
And that's, yeah, I think that's part of the difficulty is we can't track down the start. So everything I have from 2016 or 2018 talks about the scope of a project and its service of Old Denton, but never gives a number of those services.
Because I thought we had to send letters to every single house on that road for some type of survey. They had to come back. So for surveying all 25 houses, we should have fixed all 25 houses. I mean, I don't even understand how that went down. But all right. Riverwalk Terrace, or whatever name it's going by. Have we had any discussion about trash and how that's happening in the individual cans, or do we have any idea how trash is going to be collected in the new development?
They're billed. They're billed.
Well, they're billed the
death fees
right now.
Well, yes.
Right.
But I'm just saying the apartments are billed, and that's never been a very good situation
correct.
For us. So I'm just saying before they get built, shouldn't we have some type of discussion about what we're going to do so we know up front?
That's worthwhile. I mean, that,
you know,
rural apartments has to be taken out of the town collection.
Right, but this is going to be actually 48 individual
yeah.
So units, I guess,
right.
As opposed to. So
yeah,
I don't know if we're going to
roll out cans. It could work with a dumpster.
Right. So I just didn't know if that needed to be something before. Did he need to put a spot for a roll-off dumpster in there? Does he need cans?
Right. If you're going
you
that
know,
route,
that's
what
I'm saying. I think it
that.
Needs to be.
To the best of my recollection, the site plan doesn't show like a dumpster corral.
Correct. I didn't think so either, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, we can get the trash truck in. And speaking of trash, are we going to reach out to the other units to see if they wanted to opt out to make it? Have we done that?
No, waiting for budget in January.
Okay.
Because that needs to be a budget item.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Including it or not. So I can preview it tonight. January workshop, whatever date that is, 17th, there'll be a budget overview. And we'll get into line item specifics. We got 3 more months to do that.
Right.
But it'll be the budget overview.
Okay.
And that's obviously one of the items.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we've reached out, because I know the one was leaving, so.
They're leaving February 2nd, I think it's that last collection.
Okay. I believe that's all.
All right. Thank you. Councilman Willoughby?
Everybody that came out to the tree lighting on Friday night, it was a nice event, so it's always nice to see folks gathered. And that was really a nice event with the kids there and the school groups, and just nice. I echo what Debbie was saying about the parade on the 12th and Chambers Park on the 18th. So it's Christmas in Fettlesburg, so there's a lot of stuff going on. Did we get any sort of update from the tower folks for that tower lease?
Yeah. Well, the one we've been dealing with is and I've had a conversation, not all three of them.
Gotcha.
So at this point, the highest bidder and I have had a conversation.
Okay.
Their number stands, their proposal stands. Again, that's disposition of town property, which is a big picture item for the next budget year. It would be nice to get it done by June 30th if you could use the money, but otherwise, you know, certainly affected
okay.
July 1.
So that'd be part of the budget discussion.
Okay.
Is that it? All right, thank you.
All right, so first I want to thank Public Works and Councilman Windsor and Town Manager Dre for, like, working yesterday and trying to straighten out whatever pump issue was going on. I appreciate you guys doing that. Do we have an ordinance or something for cars, people that park their cars in their front yard or leave cars in their front yard?
No.
Okay. I had a resident ask me, and I've noticed it, and I thought we had something for things that aren't tagged.
Got untagged, right, vehicles you can't have,
right,
but as far
but
as
just parking where
it
in
tells
your front
you,
yard.
As long as it's on your property,
your
you can
yard.
Park it anywhere you want.
Okay.
Now, if you want to introduce something, I'm
willing to back that. I think we can get some traction on that one. Not a problem. Okay, so we might start down that road. I did start looking at the comprehensive plan, so I was able to take that PDF and put it into a Word document. So I printed it out. So if you guys want copies, I'm happy to give you a copy. There is a lot of stuff in there that really doesn't need to be in there, and we are missing stuff based off of. So what I printed out was the state of Maryland's guides on what should be in a comprehensive plan and how it should work and what needs to be in there versus the needs and the wants. And it was really quite enlightening as you start to read through it and stuff that just got stuck in ours. It didn't need to be there versus, so planning and zoning doesn't need to tackle that whole giant thing. There's sections that we can deal with first and then go back and fix the other sections. But if you guys want copies, I'm happy to make you guys copies.
I'll take one, please.
Okay. Do you want the copies, too, with the State of Maryland guidance on?
Yes.
And the other thing is that I thought might be helpful, which is mentioned in there, is using, like, accessing our planner person who is assigned to our town. They're a good resource for the districting maps also. They have access to all of that data and can help us with that. So I got that out of when I was reading that, that I made some notes on that. So I will get you guys. Ed, did you want a copy also?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll get you guys all copies. Thanks for the Lions Club and Public Works for decorating Fettlesburg. It always looks so wonderful around here. So I love that time when it's all decorated. And I think that was all I had. So we have a request for an executive session for legal advice and personnel. So if I can have a motion to enter executive session.
I make a motion to enter executive session.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion passes. All right, thank you everybody at home. We're putting you back in the waiting room. Are you connected?